Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, I'm Geoff Lacey.
And I'm Claire Venice.
My baubles are up.
And we're getting all Christmassy in this episode of
The Peapod. In this week's Peapod, Claire speaks to Catherine Ellis Blandford about the Peaceful Town Council's virtual Christmas light switch-on. And if you haven't seen it yet, we'll let you know how you can.
We'll also let you know about the virtual music advent calendar, put together by some talented musicians in our area. Shine Radio's Stephen Martin spoke to violinist Sarah Deborah Timosen.
I have a chat with John Walker from the Petersfield Post, and Susie Wilde goes walking with Michael Auger from Calabro in Dirley Marsh.
And with music this week from singer James Needs, with his song Lucky, it's all lining up to be a seasonal December Peapod.
If you love Petersfield...
I love the square.
The hangers.
The open-air swimming pool.
Lots of fun shops.
Then the Peapod loves you.
It's just a nice town.
Everything Petersfield is in the Peapod, with Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Geoff. Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. I kind of slightly grimace when I ask how you are, though.
let's start with how your week's gone.
Okay, we'll get to the Geoff's week after this. It's worth staying tuned in for. I'm all right, actually, Geoff. I got a bit fed up, I think, Thursday it was last week, when it was so grey and miserable and cold. And we put all our Christmas decorations up, basically, in like 24 hours, just to cheer things up. So we're all Christmassy here, and I'm ready for the day when it finally comes. But loving the lights, just really loving the Christmas lights in these sort of grey, miserable days. I don't quite know what I'm going to do in January, probably keep it all up. But,
And now, is that earlier than you were planning to put them up?
Yeah, definitely a week earlier. I mean, we had the outside lights on since the beginning of December, but inside we were going to wait, but no, I didn't see the point in waiting, actually. And we surprised the girls when they came home on Friday with the tree, and it was all ready for them to decorate. So it was a good thing to do. I'm glad we did it.
Lovely,
I'm just worried the tree is going to start losing its needles a bit too soon. But enough about me, Geoff. I think it's over to you, really. How's your week been?
Well, Claire, if I was to sum up 2020 in 72 hours, that's what my life has been since from Thursday to Sunday last week. Driving to work Thursday morning, and on the side of the road going from Petersfield to Chichester, sadly there had been some deer knocked down, and I was been very wary of that. I have been for the last 3-4 years, every time I drive to Chichester in the winter. I had 5 near misses over the winter last year, and unfortunately it was now my time to get hit or hit a deer, and sadly I went into a deer ran out in front of me. I was able to control the car. Fortunately, I was okay, a little bit shaken up, but unfortunately, the deer and my car weren't as well off. So looked at the car, got the car in the lay-by, and I thought, yeah, this doesn't look good. And 24 hours later, I got a call from the garage saying, yes, this is an insurance write-off. So having taken 15 years to change my car last time, we're now having to do it again after just 21 months. And I did get some sympathy from friends on Facebook and social media, but more often than not, I got, oh dear, dear, oh dear, venison for Christmas. Everyone said it as though they were the first person to actually say it. Really a difficult day. Where it happened, there was no reception for my mobile, so I had to walk a quarter of a mile towards Marden before I got any reception. No one stopped. Actually, one person did stop after 45 minutes of being there, and it's someone I played cricket with 30 years ago, which was nice. It was nice to catch up with him.
Of course it was.
So, yeah, that wasn't brilliant. And then Saturday, got up, was going to work, got a nice hire car. Got up and I thought, oh, it's a bit cold. Ran a shower. Oh, no, this isn't warming up. No heating, no hot water. And I'm thinking, oh, what else can go wrong? But we use a local engineer, Tony Kimber, specialising in boilers and heating and that type of thing. He's even more local than me, Claire. And we've used him for many years, and he came out and got it going again. So we've got heating, we've got hot water. It does need a part replacing, so he's getting that sorted out. But yeah, Tony, thank you very much for coming out at short notice to help us out. And then they say it happens in threes. Went to get a Chinese Saturday night, and Pepe, I said, oh, Pepe, you can drive me up there. Car wouldn't start, no battery. So I'm hoping that's my run of bad luck all dealt with before Christmas. It has meant Christmas has become very expensive, having to find funds to buy a new car, which we've done. We've got a new car. I'm picking it up next week. And I just want to thank a couple of people, like my sister and brother-in-law and Zoe and James from work, who've helped me find this car. So thank you. And here's hoping 2021 gets a little bit better.
Yeah. God, that's a rough few days, Joffrey. I'm very sorry to hear about that. I did wonder, though, perhaps... I have heard that some music cheers you up sometimes, and at your work, is there not some music that can, you know, make your day a little bit lighter, a little bit better, make you feel
more seasonal? Yes. Maybe. I touched on it last week. He's back. The busker. There was a busker in Chichester. Comes twice a week. Now, you know, the in thing for adverts at the moment is taking a classic song and slowing it right down, quite maudlin and dramatic. He has taken it to a new level. Not just one song, 3 hours, twice a week.
He really added to your week, I'm sure.
And I'm thinking, I really don't need this. But the thing that I found the hardest is it has knocked my confidence driving, and I've only driven that way once since Thursday. I'm now doing the
I'm not surprised.
I'm doing the longer way round A3, A27 to get to Chichester, and I'm going to stick with that because you just don't know. Within that stretch where, sadly, I had my accident, 3 deer were killed within a 30-yard stretch just last week, which is...
It's the time when people are travelling now that it's sort of the dusk time, isn't it? Well, it's early in the morning. And it's that sort of evening time when everyone's travelling to and from work. That's when the deer likely to jump out. So I'm not surprised, but I don't blame you, Geoff. Take the long way around, just an extra 10 minutes.
10, 15 minutes, yeah. So
it's not worth the stress, is it?
No. So, there, that's ended my
therapy. Be careful out there, everyone. Yeah,
that's ended my therapy session. Thank you all for listening. I'm feeling tons better. But yeah, so hopefully
it's a better week.
Hopefully our next catch up, it won't be as downbeat.
Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
Well, coming up, Geoff has his weekly chat with John Walker from the Petersfield Post. But here's a little reminder that if you'd like to give a message of Christmas cheer or a word of thanks to someone special, you can do so through Shine Radio's messages of comfort and joy.
Over the Christmas period, you can submit a message for Shine Radio to play. Hopefully these little gestures of goodwill can help alleviate loneliness to isolated friends and family over the festive season.
There's nothing like hearing your name on the radio.
And this Christmas, Shine Radio will share your message of comfort and joy with loved ones you can't be with.
You can send a message to a neighbour, a friend, or a family member, or just someone you know would love to hear their name on the radio.
Surprise, delight, and connect someone you love this Christmas with a message of comfort and joy on Shine Radio.
You can email your message for one of our presenters to read,
or you can record it with your own voice.
Email your message of comfort and joy to team@petersfieldradio.uk.
Or record it over the phone by calling Petersfield 555 500.
Or press the record button at petersfieldradio.uk.
Shine Radio's messages of comfort and joy. Who will you delight this Christmas?
It's that time of the week where I get to meet John Walker. And once again, as we're recording remotely, we've met up outside St. Peter's Church on quite a brisk Sunday lunchtime. In the background, you can hear the Salvation Army playing We Three Kings of Orient Are. John Walker, how are you on this festive Sunday?
Bar humbug is all I can say. I mean, A, that was not We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Yeah,
Oh, it was. Oh, yes. Apparently, I've been kicked by someone in the crowd who tells me it is. Sorry.
Well, we can edit that out.
Now, I'm off to buy a Christmas tree. Your friend Claire has pointed out that I definitely need one if Santa's going to come and visit me, which is highly unlikely. The bloody postman can't find me, never mind Santa.
Have you had issues like myself with Hermes?
No, I've got some cream and it's all good.
No, God.
Yes, there are problems. I live up a lane and the van drivers seem to not be able to find that lane. It is tricky, and I'm sure Santa with his latest sat-nav will find me, I'm hoping.
Yeah, we had a car which was destined for Midhurst. Came to us because it's got one part of the address right, the same. So we reposted it and it came back again yesterday. So, but yeah, there we go.
Indeed. I mean, it's a boomerang letter. That's nice. I love it. Yeah, as you've rightly pointed out, here we are. And it is nice for the first time. Petersfield does feel as though it's a bit Christmassy. There's a packed farmer's market. There's the band playing. And, yeah, it's looking festive, apart from the fact that the traffic wardens are out putting tickets on people's cars. But, hey, oh, you can't have everything, can you?
Where were they during lockdown? But, John, what is going to be in the Petersfield Post this week?
There won't be another picture of Petersfield Rugby Club drinking outside the spread line. Joff, that picture, I want to point out, was taken in 1975 and I was not in it.
Well, it looked like you with hair.
Well, that takes it back to 1974 straight away, so maybe then, maybe. But no, in the Post this week, there's Fitzroy, the charity for who help people with learning disabilities and autism, raised £10,000 during the last lockdown by everybody doing miles on bikes, static bikes, and in their back garden, or on actual bikes to try and total the number of miles around the world, which is 29,000, I think. And with the help of Beedale's staff stepping in, they managed to get there in the end and raise their £10,000, which is great. And to be fair, they all look so they're enjoying themselves. There's even a lady called Peg, who was 94, and did it sitting in her armchair. I'm not quite sure how that works, but fair play to Peg. You keep going.
And anything else which we can look forward to reading?
Well, on a more serious note, I don't know if you'll be able to look forward to reading this, but East Hampshire District Council have just had a report done on them, and that report's now become public, and it doesn't paint a particularly pretty picture of the culture at East Hampshire District Council over the last 10 years, with staff being told they've got to do exactly what they're told or face being sacked. There was bullying, apparently, intimidation. And the council have come out and admitted it all, and the council leader has put his hands up and said, we're very sorry to the people that are concerned. It did cost people in East Hampshire District and Petersfield and the surrounds money in their council tax because they were an inefficient council, this independent report has found. So that doesn't make pleasant Christmas reading, but I'm sure by Wednesday week everybody will have forgotten about it anyway.
How are your preparations for Christmas going yourself, John?
Is this where I can say bar humbug again?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, Joff, it's the news never sleeps.
What a way to finish this week's chat. John, lovely to see you again. Catch up again next week and have a lovely week.
Thank you very much, Joff. And you have a good week. Try and stay away from the deer, for God's sake.
Thanks for reminding me. And the Petersfield Post is out every Wednesday and costs 75 pence. So please get one with your weekly shop or subscribe to the digital version. A bargain.
This week, Susie Wild goes a wild walking with Michael Auger from Calabro. They head to Durley Marsh to get to know each other better ahead of their upcoming Christmas show.
Today's wild walk is at Durley Marsh Farm, and I'm here with Michael Auger, as I expect you all know, and that's why you're listening. So we've just paused looking out over the downs, which I have to say are veiled in quite threatening grey clouds. Rain is truffling in the holly bush, and actually on the way to the bench, Michael was talking, interestingly, about one of his friends.
That's right. Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm worried I'm going to get wet in a second by this big rain cloud, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. And no, I was just saying how I'm good friends with Sir Cliff Richard. We were lucky enough with Calabro to be on his tour back in 2017. We did big outdoor events, performing to thousands of Cliff Richard fans, who hopefully now are collaborators.
Is that in the UK? Or?
Yeah, it's around the UK. Wow. And I was just going to say, the weather varied from amazing hot sunshine to absolutely pouring with rain. But his fans are so amazing. They were there, you know, even outdoors. We did Stansted House, and that was a lovely sunny day. But I think there was a venue in Leeds where it was absolutely pouring with rain. But everyone was there in there. There was actually this amazing group of people with these hats that were actually umbrellas. So your own individual umbrella, which is very good. And that was very exciting. But the thing that I was just mentioning to Susie was, recently Cliff's just had a book out and his latest album. And he was sharing stories with us about how the industry has changed over time, the music industry. And back when he started, he actually got, you know, applied to different record labels. And what they do is they take you on for a project. And so no matter whether your first few albums fail, they still push you and want to put money into you and believe in you. And I said, nowadays, things seem to have slightly shifted. Well, actually, Cliff said, and I agreed, that, you know, nowadays, it's if you're successful, people jump on board. And I'm not sure if, you know, Calabro have come in at the right time, but we've been really lucky with what we've done, and we're so grateful to our fans, and we've got a Christmas album out, so it's very, very exciting.
That was a very early plug for the album.
Yes, well, you
you're
know, got to get
well.
It in. No, we're so proud of it, because,
it's
you
lovely.
Know, after six years of being with the boys, we've never done a Christmas album, so to think that we're still going after 6 years is incredible. And also,
Michael at this point is being snogged by the dog. Now, I don't know what. Now,
hello?
Will you just stop it? Ray, calm.
Oh, bless her. She's lovely. But yeah, so to have a Christmas album out after this time and still be going is absolutely incredible. And it's solely the fans that are looking out for us. And we just want to keep making music. And obviously, at this moment in time with the pandemic and everything, it's been really difficult to tour, and performing live is what we absolutely adore. So hopefully next year we'll be able to see lots of your lovely faces again.
Fabulous. We're going to walk on now. We're just going to do a circuit and we'll talk maybe halfway round.
Perfect.
Michael and I are at roughly the halfway, actually a bit over the halfway, because we were really nattering. But now we are going to talk about Christmas, because we were doing this Christmas show and honestly we don't have a clue what we're going to do. So what do you reckon?
Well, I think the first thing is we need to make sure we've got some good songs. So I'm thinking Calabro Christmas album.
Has to be. I never would have guessed.
I've been listening to lots of Christmas albums recently. Well, why don't we then do some research before we next chat back up? Or we want to hear what you guys think.
Let us know
which Christmas albums you think we need to be playing on our special Christmas show.
But what else should we do? I think we should talk about, you know, I think especially because Christmas has become, whether you agree with it or not, and I actually am just going to stay at home with Richard and the dog, but Christmas has sort of come into even sharper focus this year, I think. So I think it's full of nostalgia.
Yeah, I feel like people are relying on Christmas to bring everyone together and, you know, have a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. I think we've got a few ideas of vaccines on the way and things like that. And I think normally at Christmas, it's a time where people might get a cold or the flu or something. So I think if we can get through this, yeah, I think everyone feels like we're on the home stretch.
I think I never would have said all I want for Christmas is a syringe.
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, maybe two syringes, the full dose and the half dose.
Let's go with all I want for Christmas is safety and well-being rather than a syringe.
But I think, right, so joking aside, I think we should in the show talk about what we remember from our childhoods about Christmas, because it will be quite different.
Yeah, actually. And also any Christmas traditions that we may have.
Yeah. That we still do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Anything that's carried on, and anything that hasn't carried on that we wish had.
Yes, absolutely.
Like more presents in my stocking.
Yeah, and I remember.
Why did that stop?
Yeah, what happened to the Satsuma in my case?
It's charcoal now, isn't it?
But I remember my aunt had some wonderful Christmas tree lights. They were really gorgeous, like Chinese lanterns in really thick glass.
Oh wow.
And I just wish I'd ever kept them.
Yeah. Save it for the show.
Oh no, we'll do it again.
Too much.
We'll do it again. Right, we're gonna plod on now because the smell of cow is quite
I really want a picture though, because I feel there are a lot of cows.
I think you should go and take a photograph of that and Instagram it. And I have, you'll be pleased to know, I have taken one, or several of Michael and Rain. I might take another of you with the cows as the backdrop,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but I'll get one of you as well.
Michael and I are back at the Durley Marsh Farm shop car park, which is actually thronged today with people buying fish. So you'll be able to tell, because you're local, that it's Wednesday morning that we're doing our walk. But actually, just on the way back, we were talking about how we tend to voice message each other. And Michael made a really interesting point. So I'm going to hand this over to him to do the actual sign off, because obviously we are keeping our distance.
I was just sort of saying how, you know, communication is what we always say is key, but how it's changed over time and how it can differ from a text message to a voice note to calling someone to an email. We were actually due to walk at 10:30 this morning and Susie messaged me as a text saying, how about we do 11 to try and avoid the rain, and also gives me a bit of extra time to get ready. Not that I need it, Susie. And I replied saying, fine by me. And I just said, oh, I wonder whether via text that might have come across as fine by me or fine by me, you know. And actually, the way that she read that is actually on her, not the way that I may have intended it. Whereas if I'd voice noted saying fine by me, she would be able to hear the intonation. Then we just spoke for hours, didn't we? Probably waffled on radio being the trusted medium, which is why you're on it now. But no, make sure you're checking out our Christmas special. We'll be hearing lots of songs. We want to hear your options. And if there's anything else you want us to be talking about, or you just want to hear us sharing our childhood memories of Christmas, please do let us know.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a really lovely walk.
Yeah, thank you. Must do it again soon.
Absolutely. We did 3.5 kilometres because we were gassing so much. We wanted you to feel like you were with us. So I hope we, a bit of that. So that's lovely.
Thanks to Susie and Michael. Look out for their Christmas show on Shine Radio later in December.
Now, due to the pandemic, we were unable to gather in the town square and watch the Christmas lights being switched on this year.
For many, this signifies the beginning of the Christmas season in town, and I, for one, had a great time last year at the party in the square.
Yeah, well, we'll come to that later. The Petersfield Town Council have released a fun short film showing how the lights were prepared and how they were switched on by the Mayor, Leslie Farrow. And I spoke to Catherine Ellis-Blanford at the Town Council about how the idea came about.
Well, it was quite apparent early on that we weren't going to have our usual light switch on with our big event that we have in the square that's so well attended, which the children usually love. We knew we'd have to have some sort of virtual film that we could then share on social media. And it was actually my boss's idea, Steve Field, who's the project manager at the town council, to have the incorrect button switch on.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. It's a nice touch, really nice touch. And anyone who hasn't seen that, you must watch the film now, because it's not expected at all. Were the firemen standing by just in case?
Yes, of course.
You mentioned it was Steve's idea. How many people were involved in the making of this?
Well, there was myself filming, Leslie doing the talking. There was Vernon Peakes, who's our festive lighting chap, who turns the lights on, who was so patient, bless him. I said, right, I want all the lights coming on individually. So I was literally following him around the town with my mobile phone, counting him in for every light. And that's how we got each light coming on individually. And he had a couple of his chaps with him who were putting up and taking down ladders as they went around the town. But we just wanted to sort of do it quietly and not create a gathering in the town. But that was the whole point. So we did it kind of under cover of darkness.
And did it take long to rehearse, or did you just go straight into it?
I basically had a little bit of a storyboard on a piece of paper, and I gave Leslie her directions. And Chris Gorman, Big Ladder photographer, got in touch with me and asked we would like him to do an aerial shot, which I said, yeah, of course, that would be really good. So his is the really kind of professional bit at the end.
It's lovely, actually. That shot really is beautiful, because obviously it's a perspective that you don't get to see of the town. And with the lights all on, it does look stunning.
Well, I thought it would be nice to have sort of a bit of everything. You know, the children usually love the light switch on, and they like that evening. coming. So I wanted to inject a little bit of fun in the beginning. But obviously, you've got the sort of the importance of Christmas and what it's all about and bringing in the carols. And Steve Phil is also a member of the Salvation Army. So it was his idea to have a little bit of the Salvation Army band, who we would ordinarily hear, of course. So hopefully it kind of ticked all the boxes in a very short film.
And how's the feedback? Have you had much feedback for the film?
Yeah, everyone loves it. Everyone sort of thanked us for making the effort to prepare it. And I think it brought a tear to a couple of people's eyes. So, no, that was lovely.
Yeah, it is nice to have, because as you said, it's usually a huge gathering in town. Again, with so many things that we've had to cancel and we miss out on this year, it's really nice that it's been recognised and people can view it in a different way this year.
And we don't normally get to see that sort of behind the scenes, that all the lights being put up and all the work that goes into that. And I thought, with all the cherry pickers going around tying the lights up to all the buildings, that's something we don't normally get to see. Yeah, a bit of everything.
So can you tell us what else the town council's doing to keep spirits up during this Christmas season?
Ah, well, we're inviting residents in Petersfield and businesses to enter the Christmas lighting display competition. It was just going to be a Christmas window competition, but we understand that some people like to have displays in their front gardens or back gardens. So we'd like people to send in their pictures or videos of their Christmas display, and there's the option of going on a Christmas light trail, which is completely optional. But as we know, children around this time love to go to houses that are all lit up, and it's quite a nice idea to let families know where to walk to and where to see the best light displays.
Yeah, that's a really lovely idea, because this year I've noticed so early on lots and lots of lights are coming up already, but it's really nice to have an actual trail to follow. Where can people find information about that?
So if they go to the Petersfield Town Council website, as we get the addresses, we'll start to create the map, and that'll show you where to go. But even if you're not on the map, we'd love to share your pictures and videos, so that people from the comfort of their own home, they can wrap up cosy and not have to go out and still enjoy the light displays.
That sounds great. And can you tell us a little bit more about the town mayor's Christmas hamper appeal?
So the mayor's hamper appeal is in conjunction with Petersfield Salvation Army. We were absolutely inundated with more requests this year than ever, but we've had generous contributions from some of the district councillors, which is lovely, and some very generous contributions from residents in Petersfield. So they're putting together hampers to include things like Christmas cake, stollen, Turkish delight, crisps, tea, coffee, chocolate orange, I think, is in there somewhere. Just to give to people who are maybe lonely or on their own at Christmas and won't otherwise get any gifts or maybe not see any family this year.
It's really good to hear how much the town is coming together to help support everybody through this year. I've very much enjoyed the virtual turning on of the Christmas lights. So thank you very much for telling us more about it, Catherine.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Many thanks to Catherine Ellis-Blanford. And if you'd like to watch the virtual Christmas lights, go to the Petersfield Town Council's website. Geoff, now,
yes.
Last Christmas, at the Christmas lights switching on,
yes,
you had a rather special role to play, if I remember rightly.
I did, Claire. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, I got the opportunity to dress up as a pantomime dame for the first time in readiness for the panto that happened in January this year. I was one of the Ugly Sisters. I had a lovely blue wig.
You did, rather. I remember.
The family were appalled. But I loved it, walking around the square afterwards in me outfit, looking gorgeous, you know.
You did. And I remember weeks before that, before you knew that you were going to be turning the lights on, we joked about it in a Peapod with
we
Dave
did,
Bowers,
yes.
To saying, you know, maybe we could be turning the Christmas lights on, and maybe maybe it's your destiny, Geoff. And then little did we know that you actually were going to be. It was a fun evening. It was a real fun evening. Well, let's hope next year we'll be able to go back there again.
I agree, Claire. Yeah, really. let's hopefully we can celebrate Christmas properly next year.
The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
Rother Valley Farm will be holding a Christmas market on the next two weekends, December the 11th to the 13th and the 18th to the 20th. From 9 till 3, there will be a mix of local producers and makers selling everything from gorgeous gifts, Christmas trees and seasonal treats to the finest food and drink. All staff will be wearing masks and following COVID health and safety procedures.
If you'd like to support a local organisation, the King's Arms Youth Project on Dragon Street is building a legacy for the town and its young people. To help make their new building fit to reopen, there is much work to be done and you can help. For every pound raised, the Architectural Heritage Fund will match it. Their Just Giving page can be found at justgiving.com/campaign/the King's Arms 2020.
A reminder that many local businesses will be keeping their doors open for late night shopping for the next two Thursdays until 7 p.m. Take advantage of the free parking at the Swan Street car park from 3 p.m. and find the Christmas gifts you need while supporting our local independent businesses.
And to keep you company during December, why not tune in to Petersfield Shine Radio for local news, audio shows, or a bit of a boogie while listening to the brighter mix of music on offer. You can find that at shineradio.uk, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And this week, Noni Needs brings you Cheese Notes from Ben Rosling of cheeseculture.co.uk. And in this week's Talking Books, Susie and Tim are joined by best-selling author Kate Moss. Susie's choice is Kate's ghostly Christmas love story, The Winter Ghosts, with a short extract read by Kate's actor son, Felix.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide. Just email pod@thepeapod.uk.
A group of musical mums have put together an online musical advent calendar to spread music and joy at this special time of year. Usually we'd be hearing seasonal music playing everywhere, from school nativity plays, pantomimes, choirs and Christmas concerts.
A collective of freelance musicians have created a musical calendar that you can purchase for yourself and a friend. Every day a video clip of music will become available and remain there to be viewed for 3 months. Music varies from carol arrangements to fun 1920s Christmas tunes and excerpts from the big Christmas oratorios. Stephen Martin spoke to local professional musician Sarah Deborah Tomosi to learn more.
It works a bit like a normal advent calendar. You have a door for the 24, in this case the 25 days of Christmas, of Advent. And every day you open a door, and that's obviously online. So you click on the door, and then behind there you'll find a little video clip from sort of a musical item that might be a carol arrangement, or it might be a favorite Christmas tune, medieval music, soul and jazz, some arias from Messiah. Yeah, so music that we'd like to hear this time and that we might not be able to hear live these days. So, and in this way, we'll be able to sort of hear them right in our homes.
And these are really superb performances by professional musicians, yes, aren't they?
Yes, in fact. It's all professional musicians and include, you know, opera singers, internationally performing pianists and soloists. People who have worked with big jazz singers or, a sort of big range of professional musicians, all professional, yeah.
What's the local connection here? What's your involvement in this?
So I'm involved in some of the items, so in specifically in some of the Messiah arias and possibly also one of the Bach Christmas oratoria. And it has grown in a community that is UK-wide, even worldwide, of musician mums. And they are obviously... we are moms that have all similar challenges, although we work in similar areas but quite differently, you know, obviously in the broad range of the musical world. But we all sort of come across similar challenges of combining family and music making and performing and, finding childcare for a very flexible, not very easy to preview sort of life. And so this is a community that has been sort of growing over the years and is really has been very helpful. And so this idea came up saying, most of us would be performing In this time of the year, Advent is usually our busiest time. You know, there's lots of Messiah performances going on, lots of carol concerts everywhere, choirs are doing their bits and we're accompanying for them. And you know, so obviously it would also be the time of the year where we earn more. But all this is not happening right now. And so the idea came up to start this Advent calendar and see if we can get a little bit of income and also spread all the joy we would normally spread in person. And it's just been sort of wonderful to see it come together. We have a few people among the musicians who have worked really, really hard behind the scenes, putting it all together, working on this social media and on spreading the word. And yes, and the idea really was started by a professor, Suzanne Aston, who is a professor of music in Oxford University. And yeah, and then Joanna Slide has been working on all the editing, and she's really done a mammoth work putting it all together. And other names is Sarah Cubitt and Faye Eldred, who have done all the social media side. So if you go online, you can find us both on Facebook and, of course, on the website and on all the other social media sites. And the website is www.musicaladvent.com.
And Sarah, you're a violinist, and I know you're also the musical director of the South Downs Camerata and the Spirit of Music Festival. How different has this project been to organising events like that?
Well, it's interesting because it, you know, these days a lot of things happen online, so it's not been without challenge, because basically most of the items we couldn't meet for together, so we have been often recording in our own homes and then cutting together sort of on distantly, and that's obviously a different way of working together, and for lots of us this was a sort of new thing to do. Yes, it's a different way, and we sort of meet over Zoom to sort of arrange what we do, and then sort of put it together this way. So it's different, but also it's interesting. With my own group, the South Downs Camerata, I haven't been actually involved with this group in the musical Advent calendar. So it's different people I usually work with, maybe in London or abroad for tours or concerts. It's all valid.
And you said there's 25 doors on your calendar. It costs £24.99, so a pound a day throughout December. Yeah. And the website again is musicaladvent.com. Sarah, thank you very much for your time today.
And there's one other interesting thing to know is that when you buy it as a gift for someone, you also get an access free for yourself. So it's basically two in one for the £24.99. So that's a good added bonus.
Fantastic. You sell it well, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today, and I hope it's a huge success.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks to Sarah and Stephen. To find the Musical Advent, go to musicaladvent.com.
Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
It's time for some local music now, and this week we're featuring singer-songwriter James Needs.
James is an exciting alt-rock singer-songwriter who lives between Southampton and London. Having sung and played guitar for 7 years, James's music is influenced by folk rock artists such as Frank Turner and Billy Bragg.
He also sports a great line in dungarees. James's music is energetic but lyrically emotive, and here he is with his single, Lucky.
A place to sleep before I can finally go.
You can find out more about James Needs and his music at jamesneedsmusic.com.
And if you're a local musician and would like to hear your song played in the Peapod and on Shine Radio, get in touch via pod@thepeapod.uk.
And so we come to the end of this Christmassy Peapod. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to our guests Catherine Ellis-Blandford, Stephen Martin, Sarah Deborah Tomosi, John Walker, Susie Wild, Michael Auger and musician James Needs.
As always, we'd like to say a big thank you to the volunteer team at Shine Radio. If you'd like to get involved, we're on Petersfield 555 500 or email us at pod@thepeapod.uk.
Next week, we're heading out to the farm. That's Rother Valley Farm in Rogate, where we'll find out what scrumptious offerings they have in store for Christmas.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. So, from the two of us this week at Claire's house and mine,
bye! Bye.
There's nothing like hearing your name on the radio.
And this Christmas, Shine Radio will share your message of comfort and joy with loved ones you can't be with.
You can send a message to a neighbour, a friend, or a family member, or just someone you know would love to hear their name on the radio.
Surprise, delight, and connect someone you love this Christmas with a message of comfort and joy on Shine Radio.
You can email your message for one of our presenters to read,
or you can record it with your own voice.
Email your message of comfort and joy to team@petersfieldradio.uk.
Or record it over the phone by calling Petersfield 555 500.
Or press the record button at petersfieldradio.uk.
Shine Radio's messages of comfort and joy. Who will you delight this Christmas?